Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please check out professionalcasual.com.
45 minutes later. Oh, the sun turned on.
It's a wild night here down in the basement for Good Papa 296. I can't believe you didn't go 7.
No.
That's because we're adults. Thank you.
It doesn't rhyme.
That's true.
Are you attempting to give me something I hate more than the old tired 69 joke? Because it's working.
Yeah, to be fair, generationally, it's very similar.
So when we get to 369, it won't seem as bad because we'll made stupid 6-7 jokes for the last.
No, when we get to 369, there's a whole nother thing to celebrate.
369.
Damn, that's fine.
We're going to get low.
Ben's just going to leave.
So
I'm already gone.
We're not counting down to episode 300. That's not going to be the big deal episode. No. 369 will be. Yep.
Because
that'll probably be the end of this book.
Yeah.
When 369 shows up, can you two like dress up like gangsters and like dance to it or something? Because the whole music video.
Yeah.
Yes.
The person who took my previous role before I moved downstairs is 19 years old and was very excited to get an Amazon Alexa in her office. And it has turned into me running by on a daily basis.
Oh, no.
Alexa, play Get Low, Max Volume.
She was very excited until she knew what it was like working with you.
Correct. And it's great because when it goes max volume, obviously upstairs, it's insanely loud. It travels down the stairs and into our first living room. But as soon as you cross the doorway into like the main reception area, cannot hear it at all. So I will play Get Low or Andrew WK's
Party
Hard. And you walk through that doorway with no door in it and you immediately hear it. And it's incredible to me.
That's really
very upset.
Of course she does. That's what you do.
She loves seeing you go by. Does she give a good reaction? That's why you keep doing it.
No, I don't stay long enough to see the reaction. I do hear the, oh!
I think that's more satisfying. It's like when you're playing Mario Kart and you've shot a blue shell, and then 20 minutes later, your character makes their noise, and you're like, yes, got them.
Yeah.
Finally.
I love that.
I don't know what that's like.
Because you're always in first place.
Just kidding. I'd love to play the new Mario Kart. Has anybody here got to experience that at all?
No.
Mario Kart World.
Oh, I did, yeah.
World. Maybe.
I played it at LVO.
Nice. How was
story?
It?
Sorry.
I don't know. I was just waiting to play Smash Brothers.
Okay. You're not really a racer.
No, I like Mario Kart. Like, that's fun because you throw shit. But traditionally, cars are boring.
Yeah.
There's no spells.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, the items. I really only like kart racers. I tried, like, Gran Turismo when, you know, it first came out on PlayStation. I was like, this is boring.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I not shooting shells or missiles at people?
Cars are boring.
A racing game without shooting shells is extra boring.
Mm-hmm. They're like, why? What's the point?
It's like, what am I on my commute to work?
Yeah, why would I do
boring.
That?
Boring. Where's my audiobook? You know?
Nerd. For real.
I got her hooked on, today's Brandon Sanderson's birthday.
You got very excited about that.
Mazel tov.
Happy birthday, Brandon Sanderson.
I just saw it. You. On Facebook between episodes, and I just got her hooked on him a little bit with Mistborn.
Yeah. I know who that is. Yeah. He finished The Wheel of Time.
You did.
I only know who that is because he's the guy who finishes fantasy series when the dude dies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he did the one. I don't know if he did any others.
I think he might have.
I'm not really sure, but I know Ben is a big Stormlight fan as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge nerd.
Yep.
I saw him on TikTok the other day. He was talking, and I was like, oh, that's what he looks like.
Mm. Oh, he has a face? I just thought he was
he looks exactly like you would think a big old nerd would.
Yep.
He's a big old bearded nerd.
He's also a college professor. He teaches creative writing.
That sucks.
So like,
imagine awesome. Being like, Brandon Sanderson is my creative writing professor.
Yeah.
But also having to submit your writing to Brandon Sanderson. Like, hell no.
I bet he's stab so nice face. About it, though. He seems like such a nice dude.
Oh, God.
I hate everything about that thought.
Mm-mm. I would like write something and be like, let me just fail it for you. Because
I'd write something terrible. And be like, let me drop this class now.
Yeah.
There's an incredible movie.
Imagine being him being like, I have to read a bunch of stuff that was clearly influenced by my work.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we left the door open. Dogs came downstairs.
There's an incredible movie about that experience as a whole.
You can hear the tail.
Sorry for all the tail flumping. I got it.
And we have knocked over the heater.
That's about a student that ends up having like a celebrity.
She's going to smash everything. He almost knocked over your drink on top of the table. How did he do that? God, it sounds like an earthquake.
Yeah.
Between all the wires. Two of us. All the wires. The big boy. You know what? We're unplugging it. There we go. Go up the stairs. We're going upstairs.
Oh,
I'm pushing you by your tail.
Goodbye.
What?
About that experience of like a famous science fiction writer coming in to like do a course called Gentleman Broncos. And it features a person that you would really like. I forget his name. But I like him a lot, and you like him a lot. He's a New Zealander.
Taika Waititi?
Nope.
Sam Neill?
No.
Jurassic Park?
Nope.
What are we talking about?
Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, Jermaine Clement.
Jermaine Clement plays the celebrity author that ends up like stealing the main character's like story, and it's very good, and it's the exact type of humor that you would expect from a movie that I suggest.
Okay, what's it called again?
Gentleman Broncos. It's somewhat Napoleon Dynamite-y, not in its humor, but in its visual tone.
Okay,
that interesting. Was exciting.
Well, it's got Sam Rockwell. It's got Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, yeah, visually, that is like weird.
Don't know how to explain that.
But the weird scenes you're seeing there are like them cutting to the story, the science fiction story that they're writing, which is kind of like played a little over the top by Sam Rockwell. And it's very fun.
It looks like it's intentionally Sci-Fi Channel bad effects.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, definitely want to check this out.
So I have a pair of friends that we always when we visit them, we always watch movies and we always watch one like artfully amazing movie.
Mm.
And then we watch one that's like really awful. In the whole, like, I can't not make fun of this kind of way. And then we always watch one that's like retro's 80 feel good. We let's watch a Terminator again, you know? This is going to fall into the let's make fun of it awful category.
It's a good movie.
Or we're going to be pleasantly surprised the entire time.
But there are also a lot of like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah. Our bad movies are things like The Room. Or RRR.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a movie we talk through the entire time. And it's just like, what's occurring and why am I watching this?
I watched some of RRR and it was a lot of what is going on?
Exactly.
Why are these guys superhuman?
It's like watching an Indian live action DBZ episode.
Yeah.
It's amazing with a music sequence in the middle. Like
it was crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing. Go watch it.
All right.
It is actively one of the better movies I've ever watched. And we would watch it multiple times, mostly because it's hilarious.
It's better than Kung Pao?
It's a bromance.
It's not the same kind of movie as Kung Pao. It's not like satirical in that way. That's also just trying to be silly. I think RRR is trying to be more of a serious movie.
Gotcha.
But absolutely doesn't take itself seriously. It is a bromance. It's an action movie, Bollywood bromance.
Seriously?
But it
kind of
like,
does, but it kind of doesn't.
It's like top tier Bollywood.
Yeah.
Got it. Is this the one where he's like fighting dudes DBZ style on a motorcycle on the highway?
Probably at some point.
All right, cool.
I don't know.
Maybe.
There's a lot of crazy fight scenes.
But I don't remember a motorcycle fight scene.
Oh,
there's literally a dance-off.
Isn't there a huge part of the plot about a motorcycle?
They were riding it at one point, but I don't remember a fight in a motorcycle.
Oh. I haven't finished it.
The RRR won actual awards for the music sequence.
Oh.
Like, it's actually, like, award-winningly good.
You know who else wins awards?
Us for cutting all that out in the middle?
No, everybody that goes to patreon.com/professionalcasual, Jess.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how much of that we were keeping. What can I tell you? There were dog tails and then a lot of movie commentary. And
I'll probably
very off topic now.
Most or all of it. Maybe cut a little bit of the just dog tail whacking things.
That was funny.
It was kind of funny. Or the dogs falling up the stairs.
I'm sorry, listeners, if you actually had to listen to all of that.
I mean, a lot of listeners have dogs and understand.
It's true, but they shouldn't have to listen to that much of it. They live with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank everybody that goes to patreon.com/professionalcasual and, listens through all the nonsense like that, especially our current big subbies of X-Pax's, Iron Maze, Tau, and Enmity, who are our King-Ding Doppeldongers and our professional cake sitters. We love you. Also, of course, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cordix, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and Chiron. Again, please, Chiron, if I'm saying it wrong, let me know however you can, because I'd love to make sure I say that correctly.
Or someone else try to attempt to tell us how to say it correctly, because that's also funny.
So we had gotten a text the other day to the 603-803-3235, and it says, 18 episodes, lucky had no fate or fortune, I got bored and started Good Papa for the 23rd time, episodes 9 through 27. Mina, as a reminder, has three names in Nuln to investigate. We forgot.
Oh.
So
I definitely forgot that. That's got to be Rob.
I don't remember.
23rd time. I mean, it sounds like Happy Hobbit.
That could be. I could scroll up and figure it out. Nightmare is who sent it.
Thanks, Nightmare.
And then the voicemail.
It is Tuesday, November 18th, 5:03 Central Time, 6:03 Eastern Time. For those of you on the East Coast, this is X-Paxis. I'm calling with a voicemail for beards, ears, and skulls. Yes, Jim, you have to go across the street and downstairs into the basement when they're recording. I take exception to the episode that was released on Sunday where you're referring to my Nurgle folks as the bad guys. We are not the bad guys. No more than the Dark Elves are the bad guys. We are the College of Life. We are all about growth and expansion and nature. Nurgle, nature, embrace it, or it'll embrace you. That's all. Take it easy. Bye.
Thanks, X-Paxis.
Sorry, I didn't realize that was a beard, ears, and skulls one when I started it.
I mean, it still pretty well applies to this. People know about Nurgle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong about
Dirty Nerg.
That stuff. Except what? Nurgle's definitely a bad guy.
What's a Nurgle with you?
We can't just put anything there.
I can.
That's true. Well, Lucky just went fighting for your lives in the tavern here, the Orchard View, as it was called. You what?
We're not really fighting for our lives. We're fighting for the life of someone who's going to give up the goods on all these Skaven.
We're trying to save all these people's lives. The Skaven can't just come in and kill regular people. Right. Some
of them probably don't even have any money left.
That's the biggest point. Yeah.
And also think of how expensive it will be for them to repair these windows.
You're right.
In the middle of winter. It's very expensive to heat.
I love that.
It's going to be cold in here tonight.
We will have to help them board up the windows.
Green Warden, this Skaven charges you through the doorway.
Leave me alone.
Damn.
Dude, that doesn't make me mad.
It senses weakness.
You got a marginal failure. You're good, probably.
What am I rolling? Dodge?
Yeah, because you don't have a melee weapon out currently.
No, I do not. Can I roll?
Just athletic? Get more than -0 for me, because that's what I got.
Dan's mean.
He said more than -0.
I rolled literally a -0. Stupid.
Mine's better, though. So let's see. I win the tie, So you're going to take 6 damage to the body. So probably the minimum one.
I tried to click automate it, and it was like, I can't do that.
Yeah, the character is not built properly in here for some reason, so it doesn't work. So just reduce your wounds by 1. This one's turn is still fighting Helga.
What am I doing?
Ain't nobody know. Mm-mm.
Helga definitely doesn't know.
Nah, she's scared. Oh, I finally succeeded against her. Oh, she got -4.
You made it worse, Helga.
You dummy. So that's a difference of 5. So that's 10 damage to her, but she's got a toughness bonus of 5.
That's good. They're going to punch her in that doughy chin.
You're so mean to Helga. I am mean. She's just trying to survive.
I know. I'll help her. Don't worry.
This one's going to try to attack Bors. Good luck, because Bors is 2 advantage.
Got Bors.
He's got a hand weapon out, so now...
He's going
Bors!
He's going after him with a letter opener.
We got 7. Man. Wait, why is it +5? Oh, maybe they count it as a dagger, because they got like punch claws, like Wolverine claws they're just stabbing you with. So Bors takes 12.
Bors!
Oh my god!
Minus his toughness bonus of 3.
Is he defending with a pool noodle?
And he's got a bunch of armor. Where did it hit him? In the arm? You did give him a mail coat, so he soaks 9 of it. So he only takes 3. Calm down.
Oh, good job, Bors.
Bors, no!
Still, for as much as we've been talking him up about what a powerhouse he is, like, he's kind of disappointing.
He's not a powerhouse. He's just a nice guy.
I didn't say he was a powerhouse. I said he was a menace.
I'm waiting to see him menace.
I mean, he's been holding his own.
Has he?
I mean, when you introduced him, I was like, okay, so this guy is a limp noodle that they're just kind of trying to make me believe is cool, but is not.
He is cool. He's not a priest.
He's not cool.
Yeah, he turns into cats and stuff. It's awesome.
But it's not what he's doing, and that is not combat helpful. Also,
we don't need people to be combat helpful. That's why we have Webby.
And he did not weep.
He probably wept on mine.
Speaking of, it is Webby's turn, ma'am.
Well, I don't know what to do with myself now. The big rat thing is dead.
It is.
All right, triage. Let's see here. Yeah, none of these people are going to pay me. Here's the thing.
Yeah, Mina's not even hurt, I don't think. Oh, no, you took one.
I'm good for these civilians' lives.
What?
I'm going to take that as a yes. So, who's hurt on the ground? Who can I help?
Reyna's still laying there.
She's fine.
Well, she should be over her stunned as well.
She's
fatigued now.
Are they okay?
Helga's in rough shape.
At least one of them is also like at 1 HP. And I think that's the one with the hat down below.
The one fighting Bors is at... Oh, the lady? The people?
He's looking for triage.
Yeah.
People
to save.
The rat beast went through.
Yeah, this lady's at like 1 or 2.
Yeah, he's not healing Skaven.
All right, I'll go give her the old Webby, 1-2. So I'll walk over there. Excuse me, ma'am. Out of the way, Lucky.
I wasn't even
dead rat.
I wasn't even in the way.
And then I'll go ahead and do a heal test for whoever this is.
I dare you.
0 positive success levels.
That's
heal 5.
Still positive. All right. Yep. She heals 5 back and she's like, oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Lucky, that'll be 1 silver.
For what?
You're welcome.
But I could have done that for free.
All right. That is the end of the... No, Mina. I forgot Mina is lower than Webby in initiative. Oh, Bors still has to go this round.
Okay. So there is still... The stupid rat who Bors is just toying with. I would like to please draw my sword and shield, and then I'll just put this Skaven out of its misery, please.
Okay. Not the leader trying to fight the bartender today.
I mean, that really should. Yeah. Yeah. Can I charge the leader, actually? I don't want to steal Bors' kill.
So you're going to spend. Do you have advantage to spend?
Yes.
Okay.
I have four. I don't have to spend it all, though.
Oh, you can vault off the Minotaur rat corpse.
Yeah.
Over the
yeah.
bar.
Well, the one to the north east of you will get a free attack if you don't use.
I don't have to use all of it, though, because I have Relentless.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you get to keep some.
Yes.
That's so
I'm
good.
I'm extra glad I suggested this.
So do I get to keep as many as I have?
Levels of Relentless, I'm pretty okay. sure. So I think at this point it's one, but it's still nice
yes.
to have any.
And then if you charge it, you get another one.
Yes. I would like to charge the one attacking the bar.
Over here?
Keep, yes.
All right. Before you do anything, I'm going to have you make a challenging athletics test to, like, run up the body of the rat ogre there onto the bar. If you fail it, then it just won't count as a charge.
17.
All right. So it does count as a charge.
It's 4 success levels. I've got, like, you know, my sword behind me and my shield up, and I'm like running.
Oh, and you drew a sword and shield?
As yeah. part of her move.
Yeah.
You can draw one. You can draw the sword.
Okay.
Wow, that was a face. I think sword and shield. Dropping the pistols, drawing sword and shield, and running up the rat ogre and then attacking is a bit much for one turn.
She's... What was the title you had again? The Kingfisher.
Yeah.
I thought you forgot. Champion.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So I charge so I get another success level, and now we are numbering 2-1, yes?
I guess technically, yes.
Yes,
because curly tail. Yeah, okay.
I haven't been... these people aren't fighters or anything, but...
Okay, so that's a 15 with melee basics, so that's 5 success levels, and an average test that makes it 7 success levels, plus my 2 success level, or plus my 2 advantage, makes it 9 success levels.
I only got 6 on my dodge, so difference of 3. And he loses the advantage he had as you hit him where? Probably the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but only for 7, if it's a difference of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, it's at least 8 plus 3.
Oh, right. I had 9 success levels.
Yeah.
You had 3 success levels.
I had 6 success levels. So it's a difference of 3, so it's 11 damage.
Okay.
You forgot, you forgot something there. Strength bonus and the weapon damage.
Right.
So 11. He soaks that much. Oh, math. Okay.
Sometimes you do math out loud with numbers, and I'm like, wow, that's a language, and I know none of it.
All right. Nice move, Mina. Running up onto the bar, stabbing that rat wherever it was you stabbed him. Boris is up and he's like, I got this one, I think.
You got this, man. I believe in you.
Thanks. I'm going to try.
He's going to go at it with his teeth.
All right. Good job, dude.
Oh, my God.
He did it.
He did the one. He paid the
Woo!
One.
Boris.
Whew. Oh, so he gets an advantage for that. And he, like, stabs the rat. Let's see, where did he hit? In the body.
Another teardrop tattoo on his face.
The old Boar's Dat Barbacoa. He did it. He killed him in the body.
He stabs it, and he's like, I got one!
You did it. I believed in you this whole time.
Oh, man. And let's see, where are we at? He's pretty much at the end, right? We got a couple of the other NPCs that aren't actually doing anything. Why is it making me roll intelligence when he's dead?
It doesn't know better.
He doesn't. He's not smart enough to know he's so dead.
Stupid, yeah.
Apparently. Who else is bleeding?
A Skaven gut runner. I don't know, but he's dead and it's not.
Oh, that one's also dead.
I'm glad it's not me because I saw it falls unconscious and I was like, what? I have more wounds than that.
All right. The one that Mina is now engaged with is going to try to fight you as well.
Okay. I'm about to have a really bad time over here.
I got 1 success level.
I got 3 success levels.
Okay, you get another advantage.
Like, go.
Uh-oh, for Green Warden.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm about to have a bad time.
Your current arch nemesis mm-hmm. charges in and actually has weapons equipped. That's nice. Tries to stab you with fighting claws.
Ooh.
Plus 1 success level. Oh, the 69 got 1 success level.
Nice.
I only hit because I charged.
It still only wants me to self-roll.
Ooh. 4 success levels. Nice.
Oh, go. Yay. Finally.
You dodged.
Woo.
You get an advantage. And this guy loses the one he had as it swears at you in Queekish. And Webby's probably like, language. I don't know why my voice went.
Improve of that kind of language.
That's colorful.
I'm more like, oh, language. You're like, ooh, I learned a new term.
Yeah, that's getting scrawled on a bathroom stall stat.
But it is Green Warden's turn, so maybe you can do something.
If I back away, is there a repercussion?
Yes. You have one advantage to spend, so you could spend that advantage to disengage, and I won't get a free attack. Or you could just back up.
Nah.
I'll just get a free attack that's average, and I get an advantage.
I think I'm going to spend it, Dan. Thanks for convincing me of that one. It wasn't going to be hard. I'm going to spend my advantage, and I'm going to back up, because I should not be over there in that corner by myself.
Run you can just use the arrow keys to move as well.
It wasn't doing it. I didn't like it. Yep. Boop. Boop. Yep, nope. We're going over here.
Boop, boop.
And I'm going to shoot that one that just tried to come at me.
No.
Yes.
These Assassin Skaven are so awesome, and they've just been rolling so terribly. 6 success levels. That's it. Let's see what I get for a dodge. 3. I can apply damage. Oh, he dead.
Surprise. Woo. Finally, I did that one, guys.
And you get another advantage.
Nice.
Or you get one back that you just spent.
Yeah, I'm back at 1.
Then it's back to Lucky.
Still alive. Yay. Oh, no.
Let's see. I think there's only 2 Skaven left, actually. Three. There's 3 left.
We'll use that fortune point that we just got for knowing about murder gods. I roll an 82.
I wish I didn't do that.
I bet. Nice. 12. So, yeah, we'll do it to all of them.
Okay.
Little old steel life. So, let me actually do the math on that. So, that's 6 plus 4. That's 10 success levels. I need 3 to cast it.
2, 1.
There are 3 left. 3, plus 3 more. So, that's 13 success levels.
Why is it plus 3 more?
Because I didn't add my extinct addiction.
Oh.
So, 7 to cast it. So, 6 left. Can I get 3 targets for that? Probably. The answer to that riddle is nope. I need 21. Plus 2 targets equals 3.
Yeah.
He just said numbers in an order and it made sense to people.
Yeah. It was a little confusing, but we got there in the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a confusing table. It's
fair.
We'll do all 3 of them for 1 extra damage. You're in 12.
12?
Yeah.
Really?
Ignoring, armor and fatiguing them, and
at least one of those is dead.
It's just exactly enough to kill the one in the doorway.
Oh, nice.
Down here. Let's see, the one Mina is fighting soaks 4 of that, so it takes
8,
which is how much it had.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one is over here that's been trying to kill Helga. Joke's on you, it's at full health and it has 12 wounds, so it's got 3 left. Because it soaks 3.
Oh, it doesn't soak as much as the other. Okay, well, it's fatigued now. Magic.
Magic. Okay. Let's see. This is the dead one. Would be its turn that just got dead. It's dead, dead. Oh, this one's alive. It chitters to the...
it's only one dead left. Leader.
Yeah, it tries to talk to the dead leader, then realizes he's dead. And I'm going to have it make a cool test. Oh, because it's fatigued. I was like, how is a 22 a fail? And it starts to run out the window that it smashed through. That I'm not
gonna. Is it going to get rid of advantage, or does Helga get a free smack?
Yeah, Helga gets a free smack at it. Roll it.
Okay. I don't even know if she has a weapon.
Doesn't matter. She's got that chin.
She can literally smack.
So just make a weapon skill test. It is average. Oh, good, she failed.
God damn it.
I didn't want to have to do the math.
She had one job.
Well, he could fail worse.
He's also, what are these goons outside doing?
Or is it not a composed or composed?
What?
What's the word I'm thinking sleeping. Of? The thing where it's like against each other?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Wow. Opposed.
All right, so this one runs out the window. As far as you can tell, everybody in here, all the Skaven in here are dead, and it's Webby's turn.
All the Skaven are dead? I immediately launch into a haughty speech about the Kingfisher's magnanimous physical prowess and honorable soul.
Aww.
I do not like that we're still in combat rounds, Dan. I think that's really mean, and I don't like it.
Why?
Because
I'm gonna do
it makes me nervous.
Anxiety.
To try to do like a group cheer.
Love it. Make it average, since you just killed a bunch of Skaven. I think the only one that actually took...
That is zero positive success levels.
It's a little bit of a cheer. People are still, you know, pretty white-faced and whatnot.
Get a polite clap.
There's like a very weak woo that comes from like one person who's not mortally wounded.
Just Helga. Mortally. It is Mina's turn.
I would like to rush to the window that the Skaven went through and see if they're still in range, if I could fire one of my remaining pistols at it.
You can.
Okay. I'll take a shot.
That's why we're still in rounds.
I figured we could try and shoot it before it got away.
Oh, it's 10 yards away. 10 yards is not right.
How many yards? I'm sorry.
10?
10?
That is, no, that's not right.
The map says 13, so it's right.
Okay. No, it then was, I count it. Yeah, okay. It just seemed like it should be more than that.
Two success levels.
You got it. I had three left, so where'd you hit it?
The body.
Naturally.
Big hole in the back.
Mm-hmm.
No survivors.
And it collapses with a bullet in its back. And everybody breathes a collective sigh of relief. As you were able to ridiculously efficiently fight off this ambush.
We did it.
I thought it was going to be a way harder fight.
I think if you had gotten an appropriate stat block for a rat ogre, it would have been way harder.
Probably, yeah, just 35 weapon skills, just so bad.
Yeah.
Well, just the first round, even with everybody surprised, I kept missing because I kept rolling 70s and 80s.
Mm.
Yeah, just so for Green Warden.
That's not a skill at that point, right?
Okay,
and it gets all sorts of bonuses.
Line up in order of bloodedness. I will be happy to treat you on the Kingfisher's authority.
Yes. I'm barely blooded.
We will be reimbursed for this by the Graf himself. I have decided.
Oh, that's fair.
Everybody's super excited to hear all that. Like, that's amazing. They can't believe that you did what you did. Like, this was insane what just happened.
While Webby is tending to the wounded, may I please investigate the area where you said the rat ogre came from underneath the stairs?
Like, he smashed through the wall.
Oh, through the wall.
Yeah, he definitely came from outside.
He did not come from the basement.
Yeah, just where he smashed through, there is a set of stairs on the map, so I imagine he crashed through the wall underneath those stairs.
Okay, never mind.
Don't walk up the stairs. The stairs might fall down now.
Yeah, the place is in rough shape.
That was a good call by checking the basement, though.
Yeah, right. I wanted to see if they were burrowing. That would be horrible.
I mean, you've seen them do that before for sure.
Yeah.
Full show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's help clean up and, you know.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, it's the place, this people are still pretty tense and everything after that, but the bartender offers you free room and whatnot for the night. Free room and drinks. He didn't have any food currently. He wasn't like lying about that or anything. But yeah, free room, free drinks.
Cool.
Whatever else he's like, what else we can do to help you?
All right.
That lady okay? She's still got a throwing thing in her neck.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. She's probably going to actually need dentology to handle that.
I think I should be able to figure something out. If we can get some privacy so that I can do my magic, I'll be happy to administer my doctor's services for her.
You can do magic? That's amazing. Never seen magic before.
And you never will.
You just saw a bunch of magic. I just did a whole bunch.
There's a rat ogre in the way.
No,
this is the bartender talking.
No magicians here except for me and my magic fingers.
I drank the life out of the one that was right in front of you.
Completely.
I killed him, actually, even.
Just wanted to confuse Tim there. Yeah, Penny, you know, you get free room. Anybody down wounds can roll for that.
What happens to my bleeding condition?
Do you want me to congeal
him? That's a great question. Did you ask anyone to take care of it?
No, I didn't, but I wanted to know what happens to the condition. Do I still have it?
Or yeah, you would lose 2 wounds every 6 seconds.
Okay, cool. Really fast talking then? Is that what just happened, Kurt?
All right, so while people are talking about this, I guess we should kind of should have stayed in combat even still. Because Green Warden...
Webby is definitely observing her, and the second she goes unconscious is going to administer help whether she wants it or not. But just so we're clear, he is keeping an eye on her.
I have, if you don't want me or Webby to do it, I have salt wort if you want to do it yourself. That helps get rid of the bleeding.
I'm just going to hold a hand out.
I start casting my magic. Okay, cool. She's reaching out for help. Jeez. No, I'll hand you the salt wort.
The salt wort, is that one you eat, or?
I don't remember if that's even the right one, but.
Oh.
I don't know what any of them do. Don't take advantage of the player who doesn't know anything at the table.
I think salt wort.
I don't remember either, because there's so many of them. Oh, I'm not going to look up in the PDF. I will look up right on Foundry, because that should be easier.
Is it, though?
If you look in items and look up salt.
Green Warden, for serious though, like...
Salt wort.
Yeah, I wrote it down wrong.
Removes a stun condition.
Oh.
Not helpful.
What's the one that with the bleeding?
I don't remember.
I got them too.
Okay.
I'm just gonna hand her some bandages. She seems okay with accepting this form of help.
She would be.
Is it
And I'm just gonna go ahead and assume you know how to apply them.
Yeah, Faxtoril.
Faxtoril. When smeared on a wound, poultice is made from this herbal coagulant. Remove all bleeding conditions without a heal test.
You actually have one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was just like a... I don't know what I have.
No, you can chew for a while. You have weird dreams. Don't worry about it. Yes.
No, you just smear it on and it'll stop the bleeding, so...
One respect point for Webby. Or Lucky, not Webby.
Figures.
Webby
doesn't count. Figures.
I didn't even catch it at first. Of course.
But she, when you offer it to her, she will reach out for it. And if you give it to her.
Yeah, I will.
She will just take it and.
You're injured. Some might consider you downtrodden. That's my motivation.
You get a resolve back for that?
What do you mean? She's bleeding out.
That's not the same thing.
No, on the screen. Oh, I changed it. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, she's not Bleed Warden.
Yeah, nope.
I would like to go and help Rihanna?
Raina.
Oh, I was like, who?
Rihanna. No, that's the name of my horse.
Doesn't she have like a shattered jaw or something?
Yeah, she's got a broken jaw. She's like passed out at this point.
Yeah.
Do you think she wants to wake up with a broken jaw or do you fix that beforehand?
Good God, are you advocating to kill her while she sleeps, Lucky?
No, I wasn't advocating when she was trying to keep her alive. I don't think I've ever killed nobody in their sleep ever.
This is why real doctors insist on a Hippocratic oath of some sort. To do no harm.
This has nothing to do with birds.
I want to rummage through the Skaven bodies and see if there's anything interesting.
Okay. There's a bunch of cool like daggers and stuff. Mm. You know, they're punch daggers. Mm. What do they call? Oh, I deleted all the tokens. That was dumb.
The punch deck.
Is there any warpstone on them?
Yeah, no. I want to find some warpstone before Webby does. I would like some.
No, there's no warpstone.
You don't even use it.
It's literally for me.
It's like giving books to a cactus.
I can use those too. Or the cactus.
Shoot, I forget what that guy was called now.
Boars? I've remembered his name pretty consistently recently. Maybe you should try a little bit harder. Is Boars okay? I hail him. I missed with both dice.
Just like he did the entire combat.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I wanted to make him comfortable.
He missed the whole tower. God.
No, they have all the typical, basically just weapons. You get the scent. This was just like a kill team, right? They were sent to take her out and anybody else around, you figure. You know, Skaven do not like to leave witnesses, as you saw it, with an entire town. That was their plan here. They didn't succeed at killing a single person.
Not trying to be extra or nothing, but I rolled real good, and it's average when it's out of combat, right?
For what?
For healing boars.
Oh. I missed that part.
So
for healing boars.
I heal him for 11.
Oh, he was down 4, so good job.
Good. He deserved put more in him.
I can't do that.
Do it.
He's like, oh man, you did that up real good. Thanks.
You did a good job. You killed that rat. That was real special, friend.
I did. It was real scary though.
It was.
Did you see that big? Well, yeah, you saw that big.
I did. And I, you know, you didn't even look snow scared of it.
I mean, I guess I wasn't.
You're a brave man.
Ronald had my back.
Ronald did have your back.
Yeah,
and I had your back too. What? Yeah, he did. Hell yeah. Did he have webbies? Please say no.
Well, I mean, yeah, he smiled on all of us. Webby didn't even get hurt.
That's true.
That's not true. I definitely got hurt.
Webby got hurt.
Oh,
I forgot.
first round.
Boris, you were busy killing that rat and helping me fight that big rat ogre.
I didn't scream out in pain because I'm a professional.
Oh, yeah, I get that. So, should I expect this, like, a lot, or...?
Yes.
No, it doesn't happen a lot. It's happened a handful of times.
I mean, we left, what, 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
This is, I think we need to talk payment.
Re-talk payment.
You know, like, hazard pay. I almost died.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my.
You didn't nearly die at all.
What?
You didn't burn through any of your fortune points. You're fine.
Yeah.
The big, anyway, that landscape could have killed me.
You saw a big rat ogre come towards you, and what'd it do to you? Nothing.
That's a rat ogre?
No, a rat ogre is their official name.
That's...
Well, tell me this.
Crazy.
These people are pretty roughed up. Is there any blessings or anything that you got that could help these people get back on their feet a little bit?
What, you think I'm a priestess of Chalet or something? No.
Why?
That ain't how this works.
How does it work then? I'm new. Sorry.
Well, I've told you about what I can do.
Yeah.
I can like turn invisible and stuff.
Yeah.
If ain't nobody looking at me.
Tricks.
Well, I don't know any of the, I don't, you know.
Turn into a cat. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. But
for some reason, I ain't got no blessings on my sheet. I should probably have that talent. Oh, I do. Why aren't there any here? That's weird.
Maybe this is why you were missing the whole time.
Green Warden, would you help me take Reyna to a room so that I can operate on her in relative privacy and also make sure she doesn't make a run for it once she's cogent?
Where? Everything's broken. Just do it here.
Not everything. He said that we could stay here. I assume that rooms exist. Barkeep, room. Point to it, please.
Oh, yeah, upstairs.
No, point to it. Come on. Use your ears.
I did.
Oh, okay. I wasn't actually looking.
Green Warren, I know you've never taken a single suggestion from me ever, but can you just make sure he doesn't do nothing weird to her, try to put, like, rocks or fireballs or something in her jaw?
Get I my love arrows. That
he doesn't feel confident enough to ask me not to do
that. Oh, I know he will absolutely ignore my request. I figure you probably will too, but I got a better shot.
Fine.
Hey, thanks. Okay, I was ready to argue more, but I appreciate that.
Just try to get the arrows. And she's going to actually try and lift this woman. And it's going to be difficult given the fact that she's at half wounds right now. Green Warden.
Do you want help with that?
You can't lift a wet paper bag.
Still like
go pull the arrows out of the body.
Just killed a Rotoga.
I got it. Upsy daisy. I can't lift it on my own, but I've shouldered more than my fair share of Dennis onto a crash cart in my day.
Yes. Well, we need what she knows, so pick a room. And Green Warden will help you get out of the body.
Upsy daisy.
Yeah, she looks real bad off. If she needs to stay here, we could take care of her for you I know you're traveling till you come back. I don't mind after you saving us all.
That's really, what's your name, man?
You call me Big Curls.
Well, that's really nice of you, Big Curls.
And yep. You know, I would be sure to issue payment to ensure her security, as she has very important information that we need to make sure that we get from her before she dies.
Green Warden's going to get like halfway to the room and be like, which one of your healing will make her speak? Because if all you do is wire her jaw together, she won't be able to tell us anything.
And then,
well, she's definitely going to need surgery. I don't know how soon she'll be able to talk again.
Can she read and or write?
Cultists tend not to be able to, as a general rule.
Yeah. Well, she's not a cultist. She's a tunnel guard. And they have to read signs in the tunnels.
Jack.
Yes, that's what I meant.
I've got blessings now on my sheet.
That's awesome.
So I can do them.
What, one fix windows?
Fix windows?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. No, dude, Ronaldo can do anything you put your mind to. I was just curious.
How it works.
Griggs and I are on arrow duty. What do I roll for that?
You're on what?
Arrow duty.
Arrow duty. We're picking up arrows.
I shot a bunch. I need my arrows back. I told like them to go get them.
Two.
Nah, I shot more than two.
I don't know.
She said a bunch, so if we only find two, we're going to keep looking for a while.
How many?
I shot four.
Did you roll for 50%?
Tim's rolling for me.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I see now. I'll get there eventually.
Yes, you're busy. You're busy building a character after the combat where it would have been useful.
Nah, none of his stuff is very useful in combat. You want plus 10 fellowship? Maybe he could do that.
Yeah.
You want plus 10 dexterity? Great in combat.
Love it.
He make you feel bad about yourself.
I mean, I can do that.
Yeah, he's very good. Kind of have that role already settled. So do I find the arrows? How do I roll it?
50%.
Just a 50% chance?
Yeah. 51 or higher, they're fine. 50.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I rolled a 51 and I was like, I messed this up. They're all going to be gone. But 51 or higher.
You actually rolled a 51?
It's a 51 exactly. Yeah.
Okay. This one's actually kind of net. I believe you.
I know, but like.
It's funnier.
It's good. This one's actually kind of useful in combat. Blessing of protection. Enemies must make an average willpower test to attack your target as shame wells within for considering violence, because it's not Ronald's way. If they fail, they must choose a different target or a different action.
That seems like that's incredibly useful, actually.
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
I'm making sure I'm hearing correctly. Did you find four arrows? Is that what the 51
You found one so far.
Oh, I got to roll for each one?
Yeah.
50-50 shot them while they're broken.
9 to 5. There we go. Is there a 2? 45. That one's gone.
It broke.
34.
Well, that makes sense. You got 2 out of 4. That's 50%.
That's fair.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm perfectly average.
Good job being perfectly average.
I'm adequate at this.
Adequate pipe.
And no, she didn't tell you how many to go find. So, you know, you can keep looking.
I keep looking. This is probably an arrow. It's a 57.
We found a horseshoe buried under the half.
Hell yeah, it did.
Is Mina doing anything during this time?
I'm just trying to help, clear out the Skaven bodies and general tidying, doing what I can.
Oh yeah, and people are like, what are these rat-headed beastmen? They even got rat tails. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
This is a very specific type of beastmen. These are called Skaven. These are not rat-headed beastmen. These are Skaven.
Give me an average, like, charm or intimidate, or however you think Mina would, like, present this information.
I will go intimidate, and average gives me +2.
So you're like, no, these are Skaven, maybe instead. And the people are kind of like, okay, yeah, these really aren't, like, beastmen. They don't even have horns.
Mm-hmm.
Or hooves.
Just look at their little paws and their little feet.
And Big Curls is like, well, I've seen a big one with Beastman before and it was a Minotaur. They didn't even know Minotaur.
No. As you've heard, it's a Rotogar.
Yeah, a Rotogar.
You heard them like talking to each other and stuff too, right? Chattering.
Is that what they were talking?
Yeah, it's a rat language.
They have a language. They have technology.
The only things that can speak that language are dirty rat people.
Shade at Webby.
Yeah, Webby doesn't care.
Webby's busy in the back room.
Right?
Try harder. Yeah, can I heal her? Can I do some surgery at her?
Yeah. Do you get an assistant?
I need Green Warden to be at the door making sure she doesn't bolt. Also, I don't know if Green Warden actually knows how to administer health things to human bodies. I think that her instincts might take over and stab her.
Oh, right, because I need to have the skill to help.
Yeah, so I'm just going to do this stag. I got seven success levels.
That
so
sounds right.
I think we're okay.
Honestly, the best green one would do here would probably be stand by the door and or hold limbs down so there's no flailing.
None of these people have heal.
I have heal.
I have heal.
No, no, the NPCs.
Oh. Is heal a completely separate skill?
It's an advanced skill.
Yeah.
I have heal, but you don't have surgery. And that's what's required for this particular situation.
Yes.
The first woman that you healed, she's got a fancy hat here in the picture.
That's Mina.
No. She offers to help you with Reyna. But she doesn't have heal. She doesn't really know what she's doing. Give me a average intuition test or a perception test, Webby.
Did she just graduate?
Zero positive success levels.
As you're working on Reyna doing your surgery, you realize this woman who introduces herself as Aurella is just staring at you the whole time.
I would prefer her to leave.
She insists on staying. She can help. She's like handing you rags and things.
All right.
Relighting your cigar.
Yeah, that's actually a really important job. I almost forgot. We almost messed this whole thing up. Yeah, she can light my cigar and offer me an ashtray when necessary.
Yeah, don't put those ashes inside the body.
And every time she does, she tries to make eye contact with you.
I accept her eye contact. I'm real Harrison Ford about the whole situation. Eyes on the prize.
All right. So you're able to fix up Reyna pretty well. How much did you heal with that?
So I got 7 success levels, which I don't know what the surgery requires, but that would be 12 wounds.
Okay. She has 23 wounds.
Wow. Man.
That's crazy.
It feels like a plot mechanic that killed her and took her out of that combat.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what that even means.
Shouldn't have said that. Yeah, she's got one level of hardy. Oh, and she has a willpower of 60.
Dang.
And a strength of 55. She's as strong as Carl was. That's
cool. Carl.
Sorry. I think you guys didn't have to fight her.
New Carl.
We could hot swap her for Borge. Borge is one bad day from turning on all of us. I think
that's
we all know
not
it.
Not true, but I am willing to make that trade.
What?
What? The new rat lady that looks weird?
No, she's hurt.
That's not the
right. She's better now.
Oh, that's she, the one we're looking at on the screen right now? Got 50 strength?
No.
I put in a cup holder.
That lady has a strength of 39.
Huh.
This is the one aiding Webby. The one on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Reyna.
That's 50 strength.
55 strength.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's get her.
I'm going to have to insist that she rest for the night. In the morning, if she feels up for talking, then maybe we can get some more answers out of her.
Do you think she might need assistance in getting a restful night?
I don't know what that means.
It means I have, medications that help you sleep better.
What a waste. No, you don't use medications to make them sleep. You ask them nicely, please pretend to be asleep.
Oh.
And I don't even have to do that here. The knife did all the work. This is the easiest job of my life.
She's already asleep.
Okay.
See?
Sleep. Like unconscious.
That. Yep. I'm going to go drink downstairs.
Free drinks.
That is the Free only drinks. Thing we have access to, huh?
The only thing I require.
That and cigars.
Yeah. Well, I got my cigar caddy helping me out with that.
Yeah, she goes with you.
And as I pass Green Warden on the on the exit of the room, I'll just give her a stiff nod.
Stiff nod back.
Nice.
Mina, just
try not to bleed in her.
Just because of our experience in seeing Rat Skaven just sneak into people's room and kill them. Do you think we should also have
a guard
in that room? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will sit with her.
Okay.
First.
Did you burn the bodies?
Yes, I'll take them outside to burn them.
You're already taking them outside, so Green Warden would
once we're done with whatever surgery mess that she did not help clean up, she would be outside making sure that it's a good burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I wanted to let you get free samples. I earned those.
Whoever can also helps drag bodies outside and set them on fire and whatnot. There were a few people that were like hiding in a back room, like the common room to the north of the bar the whole time.
Wimps.
Because, yeah, it was scary. They don't even have weapons. Oh.
So? Helga did not have a weapon.
Yeah, Bors didn't even have blessings. He did fine.
Well, Helga didn't have a choice. She was right in there. She didn't Bors, think of it.
Bors was fighting with a wet noodle.
Bors was a wet noodle. Oh my
God. He killed one.
Barely. How many did you kill, Green Warden?
I killed one.
Oh, that's so weird. You're
probably
kind of
two.
Good thing we have two Bors.
Ouch.
Yeah, so does Curly Joe have any top shelf stuff or at least not dirty bottled liquor?
Meh, not really.
Does he actually have liquor or is it just ale?
He's got ale. He's got, give me an average charm test. Oh, I should have made it average. Webby's really good at this.
Does he find Webby attractive?
I would have succeeded anyway. Plus three success levels. I know he's got a personal stash.
Nice. He gives you like a nice bottle of whiskey.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's uncorked or corked.
Not for long. And I'm going to go over to the fireplace and enjoy myself.
Do you pour like a cup?
What do you mean?
Like, are you drinking it out of the bottle or are you pouring yourself a distinguished cup or a shot?
I don't see what the purpose of dirtying a cup would be.
Just curious.
What, are you saying you want some?
No, I'm saying that Green Warden is going to go over and as you uncork it to take your first swing, she takes it from you, takes a swing, and then gives it back.
Fair enough.
That's pretty much kissing, Webby. Good job.
Pretty much kissing, Webby.
Hey, at least she handed it back. I had even an odds that she would throw it out the window.
Yeah.
No, but she does make a face afterward like it's just as disgusting as she thought it would be.
I agree with the sentiment, but the face I make is very different. Like, yeah, that's why it's good.
It burns just right. If there's nothing anybody else wants to do tonight, you can enjoy your time in your free room.
And roll.
Roll an average endurance or click the bed on Foundry.
Oh, that's right.
If you need
wounds
back.
I'll have a beer with Bors.
Yeah. I'll enjoy that with you.
Nice.
Oh, so somebody, I forget, I gotta look up the message to give them credit, told me that if you drag from the chat, like the word endurance test, I think, or the, where do you drag it from? You should be able to, where it says 10 wounds healed, drag that onto your sheet and then it'll heal it automatically.
All right, well, I'm moving it back to where it was then and see if that works.
Thank you. I think
it did.
That's so cool.
Thank you, Austin.
Very cool.
For letting me know about that. I was like, oh, that sounds really handy. Actually.
Thanks for giving me another reason to not do math during this game. I've avoided it very well during Gopapa. I was better at this game when we played Southlands because I had to do the math myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have to do math. It's great.
Yeah, we used Foundry a bit. But we didn't have the characters totally in it.
Yeah.
Which is so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a nice night sleep here. And in the morning, you'll have to decide what you're just continuing on or what, or what's your pace going to be and all that. In 297 next time.
You have to interrogate Raina now.